Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This broadcast is brought to you by Bob Away Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring a series of studies from the book of Genesis. So get close to your radio and grab your Bible as we take a deeper look in the book.
Hello, somebody.
What time with us?
Thank you, Jesus. Go get me an obby or something. Amen. Amen. Just kind of splurge every now and then. Give me a Sunday on Wednesday night. Treat myself. Hello. Hello, somebody. They say a lot of times you're not cutting off for 2 or 3 years of your life. They say you're just cutting off 2 or 3 years. That's what they say, 2 or 3 years. What you going to do? I mean, you 95. I mean, what's the difference between 95 and 98? Huh? It's just 2 or 3 years. Huh? I mean, when you done lived that long, you know, my uncle, they was debating down there when I went to Mississippi, and some would say he 91, some would say he 94. He said, I'm just happy to be alive. <You know? laughs> So he said, y'all just go on and debate, y'all in debate, but I'm just happy to be alive. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so Jacob meets Pharaoh, and then something I want y'all to do when you get home tonight, read the rest of chapter 47. Because what chapter 47 is dealing with is what we are dealing with today. It's the bailout. It's the bailout. And what the bailout is a sellout. In order to get bailed out, they had to sell out. Y'all looking at me kind of crazy, so let me look at a verse or two, because you're looking at me kind of crazy. I don't like folks looking at me like I'm kind of crazy. Because you start going home putting it out, I am crazy. All right, look here at verse number 20. Keep in mind there was a famine in the land. And what's a famine? It's a shortage, right? Now notice what the people was willing to do in order to survive. Verse 20, so Joseph brought all the land. Verse 19, let's go back. Why should we die before your eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for food, and we and our land will be slaves to Pharaoh. So give us seed that we may live and not die, and that the land may not be desolate. So Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh. For every Egyptian sold his field because the famine was severe upon them. Thus the land became Pharaoh. And for the people, he removed them to the cities. They're leaving the country, coming to the cities from one end of Egypt border to the other. Only the land of the priests he did not buy. For the priests had an allotment from Pharaoh, and they lived off the allotment which Pharaoh gave them, therefore they did not sell their land. So Joseph at first was bargaining with the people. They was coming to Joseph getting grain, but after they didn't have no more money, they said, well, we'll just sell ourselves. We'll sell ourselves, we'll sell our land, you can just have everything. All we want to do is eat. As long as we can keep living, we'll sell you everything. This is where our country is going. Our country today is willing to give up anything and everything in order to survive. And we are believing anything and everything that the government tells us. Now, let me just kind of diverse. Can I just diverse a little bit and talk kind of where we at today? This swine flu thing that came up. How many people done died in America. I'm talking about over the world, just in America, from that swine flu. Two people. But we was at a level five. And level five basically means we're at a pandemic state. Level six says martial law. They could implement martial law. Now, something seemed to be wrong with that picture, because with the regular flu, 36,000 people die in America each year. And it ain't even no level one. But this here was a level five. It just kind of looked like somebody was moving pretty quick to kind of take over some stuff here. I think we better wise up and be careful with just whatever the government tells us. Because I think we're moving towards this new world order. Because, see, they had created a crisis for the whole world. The whole world is thinking about this swine flu, you see? And so they're going to create a crisis. It ain't going to just be no martial law in America. It's going to be martial law around the world. And isn't that what the Antichrist going to do? Huh? Yeah. And so we need to be careful. Look at General Motors and Chrysler. They both took the bailout, but now they got a sellout. Ford didn't take the bailout, and they are profitable. See, whenever somebody give you some money, money don't come free. It always strings attached. Hello, somebody. We need to be careful thinking that, ooh, we got some free money. The Bible even says when rich folks invite you to their table, put a knife to your throat. Don't you go there and just start hauling all off and, ooh, and then, because what they're doing, they're using food to get you on their side. Hello, somebody. And then eventually, see, it's hard to speak against a person that's feeding you bread. Particularly when you're eating, you know, some steak and, when you're eating you some good food there, some caviar and all of that. Stuff you can't even pronounce, but it's so good here. Give me some more of that gravy. That ain't gravy, that's sauce. Give me some of that sauce. I just thought I'd throw that in there. But read chapter 47, because this is where we are at. This is where we are at. Where our country, our world is moving to the new world order. Remember back in 1989, President George Bush, not George W. Bush, Daddy Bush, he started talking in his speeches, the new world order. Right after the wall fell down, that Berlin Wall, right after it fell down and George Bush became president, you know, it fell down when Reagan was president, Bush came president, and what did he start talking about? The new world order. The whole world is going to come together. Whole world coming together. Amen. 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 New world order. Have you ever noticed some of these some of these encyclopedias already have in there the year beforehand who the president is? How do they know that? Huh? Before President Reagan ever became president, they had him, I don't know if he was a 41 or 42 president, but they had him in there as president the year beforehand. Have y'all ever heard of the Trilateral Commission, the Rothschild, the Windenburgs? Oh, All of those things are these secret orders, these secret societies that rich folks, these big wheels, the old money, the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and those kinds of folks, they have these secret orders and they basically decide who's gonna be what. Amen. Amen. And so the next big thing is not so much who's gonna be president of the United States, but who's gonna be the president of the world. Yeah. 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 Let's move on a little bit further. Let's move on a little bit further. See, wise up. See, by the time black folks catch up with something, white folks already done moved on to something else. Yeah. Yeah. They asked Obama the other day, what is one thing that really surprised you about this job? He said, I'm really surprised about the lack of power that it has. Isn't that something? Yeah. Yeah, you president, but you more or less the figurehead. Yeah. Now, isn't that something? Amen. Amen. You know, and have you ever noticed every president that we get, he start out being young when he get in there. President Carter was a young little peanut farmer when he got in there. But he came out an old man. Amen. And have you noticed even Obama now, his hair done started getting kind of white. I say, oh, Lord, help him, Jesus. Because in his 100 days, he done handled more than almost anybody. Amen. Looked like they just dumped everything. Waited. I mean, he seemed to be like a Joseph or something. They got him doing everything. And that's why he needs our prayers, y'all. He needs our prayer. Amen. Chapter 48. So y'all gonna read chapter 47 when you get home, right? Amen. You gotta read it. Read out about the bailout and the sellout. All right. Jacob's last blessing. I won't spend much time in this chapter. Jacob's last words to Joseph. He gives some last words to Joseph and his sons. And Joseph had two sons. We'll just talk about this a little bit. Joseph had two sons. The oldest son was Manasseh. The youngest son was Ephraim. When Joseph bought his sons, let me get a Joseph here. Let me illustrate this right quick, and we won't have to read it. Let me get a Joseph here. All right, Joseph, go get me two of your sons. Give me two sons. Big boys, I mean big men, I'm sorry. Give me some men. Give me some men. And give me another man. All right? No. I just need two. You just got two. That's all you got. You got two. Amen. You got them dressed in yellow, just alike. Good. All right. All right. This is the oldest son, Manasseh. All right. Okay, I need a chair. Okay. I need a chair. You got to bring your sons to me and you got to let me bless them. All right. You bring the sons to me. All right. This is the oldest, so you kneel them down here. All right. And this is it. You come on over this way. This is the youngest. All right. Now, y'all put your head down to be blessed. Amen. This is what Jacob did. And he blessed. This is the X blessing, the cross blessing. See the cross? This is the cross blessing. Joseph, when he saw that, he went to take his hands off, and Jacob said, This is what God wants. And he poured out the blessing to bless the younger over the old. The X blessing. All right, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God don't always do things like man. You see, just because somebody is the oldest in the family don't mean that God had chose that person. Remember, even in Jacob's family, remember who was the oldest, him or Esau? Esau was the oldest, so that was the X blessing in their life. And so this is what Jacob did. And Ephraim, the younger son, he became the greater tribe, more blessed than Manasseh. All right, so his last words to Jacob's sons, he blessed both of them, but he poured out the prominent blessings on Ephraim and not on Manasseh. Then he makes his last words to his own sons in chapter 49. All right, now you're going to have to read chapter number 49, okay? What I want to call out in chapter 49 is one thing, because in this verse number 9, Jacob is going to call all 12 of his sons, and he's going to bless all 12 of his sons, but this blessing is really a prophecy. He's going to predict what's going to happen in all 12 of those boys' life. And I keep saying boys, these are old men, really. Amen. Now, Reuben, really, I don't know if this is a blessing or not a blessing. Because look at what he says in verse number 3 to Reuben. He said, Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might and the beginning of my strength, preempting in dignity and preempting in power, uncontrolled as water. You shall not have preeminence. Why? Because you went up to your father's bed, then you defiled it. He went into my couch. Remember, Reuben laid down with one of Jacob's handmaids. So he said, even though you're the oldest and you should have preeminent, he says, you are a wild man. You are uncontrollable. Can't nobody control you just like water. You can't control water, you know, water in a glass just shaking and stuff. He said, that's how you are. And he says, as a result, you're not going to really be prominent, even though you're the first child, you're not going to be prominent because you violated this Jacob's wife, his handmaid. But look at verse number 9. Judah is a lion whelp. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He crouches. He lies down as a lion. As a lion who dares rouse him up. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between the feet until Shiloh come. Until, somebody underline that and say, until Shiloh come. Until Shiloh come. And to him shall be the obedience of the people. Now notice, he says, Judah, your tribe is going to be like a lion. And a lion is what? The king of the jungle. You're going to be very prominent. And sure enough, Judah was the most prominent tribe. Remember, the 10 tribes of Israel went on to the north when they separated. But the two prominent tribes was Judah and Benjamin. And really, it was Judah. And he says, the scepter shall not depart from Judah. What's the scepter? That's what a king holds in his hand. And he says, nor a ruler's staff from between his feet until Shiloh come, until Shiloh. Shiloh, Shiloh, the Prince of Peace. Who's the Prince of Peace should come? Until Jesus come. Jesus is going to come out of the tribe of Judah. All right, all right. Okay, so he goes through in chapter 49, he blesses all the 12 boys, his 12 boys, and then he asks them to do something for him right before he died. Look at verse 29. He asks them to do something. The last words to his son. All these are the 12 tribes. Verse 28. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is what their father said to them when he blessed them. He blessed them, everyone, with the blessing appropriate for him. Somebody say appropriate for him. Listen, you don't bless your children all the same. Your children can't handle the same thing. Now, it's bad parenting when we try to give everybody the same thing. We think it's good parenting, but that's bad parenting. See, if one child is 15 years old and the other child is 5 years old, you can't say, I'm going to give everybody $10. Huh? No, because the 5-year-old can't handle that $10. Amen. I'll never forget, my uncle came home and he was giving everybody some money. So he was giving all my sisters and brothers some money. Gave everybody a dollar, gave everybody a dollar, gave everybody a dollar. So me and my sister, we was the youngest. He gave my sister a dollar. And this was the first dollar she ever had. And she took that dollar and threw it down and started crying. And she ran to mama. And mama said, what's wrong with you? He said, he gave everybody else some money, but he gave me some paper. Amen. So mama said, get her a nickel. Get her a nickel there. Amen. Go and get her a nickel. Amen. Amen. I asked her, what did I get? She said, you was out there playing Tarzan. So. Amen. Amen. But thank you, Jesus. But you have to grow into these things, and that's why you give appropriate gifts to your children. At Christmas time, everybody ought not get the same thing. You ought to give appropriate gifts. And then sometimes you even make a mistake even when you think that child can handle that appropriate gift. You see that that's an inappropriate gift for that child. And so parenting is a learning experience. And so God is such a gracious God, though. After we done messed up with our kids, he give us a second chance with our grandkids. Amen. That's why he give us grandkids. Amen. Amen. So we can try to get it right this time. And if you don't get it right this time, you got some great grandkids. So hopefully you got it right by that time. All right. So we see Jacob's last journey. Then we see Jacob's last blessings. Then we see, number three, Jacob's last request and barrier. And so Jacob, he's going to make a request in verse 29. Then he charged them and said to them, I am about to gather to my people. Underline that. This is very important. Gather to your people. He said, I'm about to go somewhere. See, life itself is a journey. And all death is, all birth is coming through one door into another door. And death is going out of a door. So a birth would be just like a person coming into this room. A death would be like somebody leaving out the room. That's all, and you enter into another dimension. And so Jacob says he was going somewhere when he died. He said, I gotta go to be with my people.
Sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the Bible study that you have just heard in its entirety, please contact the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or you can visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. Again, that is BibleWayIrving.org. And come out and visit us on a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock where you can hear Dr. Wilbur go in depth into his Bible studies. Again, that is at 7 o'clock at 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas. And always remember, bring a paper and a pen, because we are going to take a deeper look in the book.